With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. About $12 million is fueling the special election between Democrat Rob Quist and Republican Greg Gianforte, according to latest campaign finance disclosures. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The money pouring into Montana's sprint race to fill the state's lone seat in the U.S. House is now more than the previous House race held in 2016. In that race, just over $9 million was spent, according to reports from the Federal Election Commission. Republican Greg Gianforte has raised about $3.4 million in this race. Campaign reports show Gianforte loaned his campaign $1 million, with the rest of his fundraising primarily coming from individual donors. Democrat Rob Quist has raised just over $3.3 million, almost all of which has come from individual donors. Groups outside the campaigns are spending more than $5 million to influence the race. Most of that money, about $4 million, is coming from conservative groups who oppose Rob Quist. Montana will select its next congressman in just over a week. Election day is Thursday, May 25th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Helena Regional Airport in Montana will soon be using a full-body scanner for the first time since March 2013. The scanner is going through installation and should be ready for use in a few days. Helena Regional Airport's director, Jeff Wadekamper, says the previous scanner was removed because the Transportation Security Administration didn't have enough to supply the nation's hub airports. The U.S. Supreme Court today turned away challenges to open primaries in Hawaii and Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
Bozeman attorney Matthew Monforton, who served as a Republican legislator in 2015, concedes this is the end of the line for Montanans like himself who support closed primaries.
This was our last shot. This was our last chance for Republican voters to take back their primaries, and it will go nowhere from here on out. There's no silver lining here if you're a conservative in Montana.
Montana voters do not have to be affiliated with a political party to vote in primary elections. Open primary advocates say not requiring someone to register with a political party to vote in a primary is a win for privacy rights. Hawaii Democrats and some conservative Montana Republicans challenged open primaries as a violation of the constitutional right to freedom of association. Matthew Monforton says open primaries allow, quote, Democrats, unions, and establishment Montana Republicans to
strangle conservative candidates during our primaries because they're very good at manipulating Democratic voters to cross over in key legislative districts to vote for liberal Republicans rather than conservative Republicans.
The U.S. Supreme Court did not comment Monday in leaving in place rulings by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld the state's open primaries. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell is leaving office after 4 years in which he and his staff cleared a backlog of campaign complaints, rewrote campaign finance rules, and brought court cases against 9 Republican primary candidates. Modell is handing over the commissioner's job today to former Democratic lawmaker Jeff Mangan of Great Falls. Mangan will be the first commissioner this decade to be appointed and confirmed to a full 6-year term. The commissioner oversees the state's campaign, lobbying, and ethics laws. The position has been the target of accusations of partisan bias, resulting in 5 commissioners holding the office since 2010.
I'm Nate Hedgie. TransCanada Corps is reassessing whether oil producers in North Dakota and Montana are still interested in shipping crude through its long-delayed Keystone XL pipeline, now that they have other new options to ship their product, including the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Calgary-based company's announcement this month comes with the Keystone XL still needing approval of its proposed route through Nebraska. The Dakota Access, which was designed to transport about half of North Dakota's oil production to a shipping point in Illinois, is expected to be fully operational by June. Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte picked up the endorsements of 3 of Montana's largest newspapers over the weekend. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The Missoulian, the Helena Independent Record, and the Billings Gazette all endorsed Gianforte over Democrat Rob Quist in the race to fill the state's open seat in Congress. The endorsements published in the Sunday edition of the newspapers announced the support of Gianforte, but with some reservations. Rob Saldin is a political science professor at the University of Montana.
What we saw in these endorsements from the editorial boards was as much a lack of confidence in Quist's ability to do the job as it was an endorsement of Gianforte.
The newspaper editorial boards expressed doubt in Quist's knowledge of policy and his ability to be more than a Democratic placeholder in Congress.
Of course, a lack of political experience is there on the Gianforte side as well. The editorial boards just saw Quist as an especially weak candidate. That was especially evident in the Billings Gazette endorsement of Gianforte.
The Billings Gazette wrote that it had, quote, serious concerns about many of Gianforte's positions on important topics, unquote, but that, quote, we don't have a clue where Quist stands on most issues, and his criticism of Gianforte seems to be either confused or completely without merit, unquote. The paper's editorial board also wrote that it had a hard time knowing what to believe from both candidates. Saldin says these newspaper endorsements don't matter for most voters, but can help push undecided voters in a close election.
They can nudge people who are perhaps leaning in one direction or another, and I think there's also evidence to suggest that endorsements that are a surprise matter more than one that would be totally expected. And so in this sense, the Missoulians' endorsement of Gianforte, I think, is a little bit of a surprise. And so that one could have maybe a little bit more impact than, say, the Billings Gazette, which has more of a conservative reputation.
Supporters of Rob Quist blasted the papers on social media after the endorsements were announced, criticizing the editorial boards for supporting a candidate they also expressed so much concern about. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.